Transforming a surge of civic patriotism into civic behavior is not necessarily a sure thing. Many Americans were quick to donate money or blood following the terrorist attacks in New York and Virginia, and more flags are flying. Whether the country turns its new civic pride into sustained volunteerism is the subject of a study released today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In the wake of the September terror attacks, many public officials and commentators predicted the rush of patriotic spirit would lead to an equally strong burst of civic engagement. President Bush was one of them.
Since September the 11th, many Americans, especially young Americans, are rethinking their career choices. They're being drawn to careers of service as police or firemen, emergency health workers, teachers, counselors, or in the military. And this is good for America.
But it's difficult to find evidence that is actually happening. Many people, like the president, assumed more Americans would enlist in the armed forces. Not so, says Defense Department spokesman Major James Casella.
Well, in the wake of the September 11th attacks, our recruiters reported that the number of contacts from those interested in joining the military doubled. Unfortunately, that did not later translate into an actual increase in the number of contracts signed.
Other indicators of public involvement are mixed. The CIA, for example, does report a huge increase in applications. Instead of 500 resumes a week, a CIA spokesperson says the agency is now getting 5,000. But the national firefighters and police organizations that represent the most celebrated heroes of 9/11 say they have not seen a surge in applications across the country. The numbers of Americans attending church spiked up right after the attacks, but have now returned to normal levels. The most basic act of civic life in a democracy, voting, was lower in the handful of off-year elections this November than it was 4 years ago. There is no national database showing how many Americans volunteer their time to help others. The only evidence is anecdotal.
The sandwiches, the dessert,
yeah, leftover Christmas cookies.
Yeah. And there's soup is back here, and we have hot tea and some hot water.
At Martha's Table, an organization that sends out vans full of food to serve the homeless on the streets of Washington, D.C. 365 days a year, we found plenty of volunteers, but none who began volunteering after 9/11. Juliette Orzal has been the director of volunteers at Martha's Table for 17 years.
Considering September 11, I still have a number of people calling, connecting it with the incident that they're volunteering because of this. But it's not dramatic.
One person who has tried to develop hard data on civic engagement is Robert Putnam. He's the author of Bowling Alone, the 1995 book about civic disengagement that said Americans were voting less, joining less, reading newspapers less, and trusting each other less. Starting in the fall of 2000, Putnam set out to interview a huge sample of Americans, 30,000 people. Then, after 9/11, he went back and re-interviewed 500 of them. He's releasing his findings today.
The most striking thing we found is that people's political consciousness, their political engagement, their engagement in public affairs, and their confidence in political institutions is now very strikingly higher than it was a year ago.
That same dramatic shift in civic feelings after 9/11 was found in many other surveys, including a poll taken by NPR, the Kennedy School, and the Kaiser Foundation. But Putnam did not find a similar change in behavior.
In our research, we don't find that people are more likely to join groups now than they were a year ago, or more likely even to attend public meetings now than they were a year ago. I think what the surveys are telling us is that people are ready to make a change. They're prepared psychologically for a change in the ways that they connect with politics, but they have not yet done it.
They haven't done it yet, but they could, says Bill Galston, who was President Clinton's domestic policy advisor and now studies civic engagement at the University of Maryland.
There's been a surge of patriotic sentiment among young people. We can document that. The fundamental question is whether this spike in sentiment and interest will be translated into long-term sustainable changes in the commitments and life plans of young people.
Both Galston and Putnam see the new patriotism as an opportunity for civic renewal, if the government does something to make it permanent. That's happened before in a time of national crisis, Putnam says. The habits of the most civically involved generation in American history were formed in the aftermath of another attack on American soil.
The people who lived through Pearl Harbor and World War II all their lives voted more, joined more, gave more, they gave more blood, they gave more money, they gave more time. So their behavior was permanently affected. not just by the images of the burning battleships, but by what they were asked to do and did do in their ordinary daily lives. People were asked to buy war bonds and to grow vegetables in their backyard and to give hitchhiking rides to servicemen on leave and so on.
What the country has experienced since 9/11 is Pearl Harbor without World War II, the attacks without the national mobilization that followed. The war against terrorism may never need universal military service, but what Putnam and others advocate is something equally unifying, the moral equivalent of the draft, or at least the 21st century version of scrap rubber drives, victory gardens, and the GI Bill, the things that helped create the greatest generation. Some parts of the federal government agree, and they're trying to take advantage of the spirit of 9/11.
As an AmeriCorps member, I see plenty of American spirit and enthusiasm.
Together, we make America strong.
Together, we make America great.
Together, we are America.
Join now and serve your country.
Go to the Corporation for National Service, which runs AmeriCorps and other federally backed volunteer programs, is airing a series of new patriotic ads. CEO Les Lankowski says he's been studying some pamphlets from World War II.
If you look at the wonderful 1941 publication, basically entitled How You Can Help, and it says the first way you can help is participate in civil defense activities. But then there's a second way. Just providing help to your needy neighbors. President Roosevelt recognized the close connection between a war effort and doing other kinds of things for building civic-mindedness. And I think if we recognize that too, we have the potential to create a new great generation.
At the White House, where the president's aides are busy preparing his State of the Union address, officials say they know something profound happened to the nation's spirit on 9/11, and they want to figure out how to build on it. Mr. Bush already formed a task force to recommend ways volunteers can help with homeland security. On Capitol Hill, Republican John McCain and Democrat Evan Bayh are sponsoring a bill to quintuple the size of AmeriCorps. White House officials say the president may not go that far, but in his State of the Union address, he will call for a major expansion of the national service programs begun by President Clinton.
Sandwiches? I haven't seen any peanut butter yet. These are all bologna too.
The idea of all these proposals is to turn volunteers like the ones handing out soup and sandwiches on a Washington, D.C. street corner into the vanguard of the next greatest generation.
There you go. Got it?
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.